Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the July 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter or magazine. This is a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. Our story today continues from last time about Pakistan. I told you this is the photo issue of the newsletter. I can't show you the pictures. I'll read you the little paragraphs that are by each picture. We'll go through the whole magazine today because of that. It's a beautiful edition of pictures that you'll want to have. You can get these for yourself. I'll tell you how to do that in a little while. But in Pakistan, Christian converts from Islam are often beaten and threatened by family members and neighbors. Here's a picture of Jamila, who fled from her husband after he threatened to kill her and the children because Jamila had placed her trust in Christ. She arrived at a safe house with her two young children the day this photo was taken. Many Christian converts need short-term refuge from hostile family members, followed by training and tools to help them set up small businesses so they can support themselves. Islamists frequently target Christian women at work. Here you're looking at Samima Bibi's supervisor who locked her in a room. We're actually looking at her, not the supervisor. Locked her in a room at the factory where she worked after he overheard her praying on her lunch break. A co-worker helped her escape, but Samina could not continue working at the factory, and she was the primary provider for her family. Samina received training at one of the two sewing centers where persecuted Christian women learn tailoring skills and are mentored by other Christians. At the end of the training, graduates receive a sewing machine and assistance in starting a tailoring business. This is the work of Voice of the Martyrs. Roughly 4 million Christians. I'm at another picture now. You're seeing a man bent down and putting together a lump of clay and making bricks. Roughly 4 million Christians, 4 million Christians live in Pakistan. That's less than 2% of the country's population. Pakistani Christians face daily oppression, discrimination, and persecution from radical Muslims. Trapped in a cycle of limited educational opportunities and poverty, many remain at the lowest levels of society throughout their lives, performing labor-intensive menial work as brick kiln workers, sewer cleaners, or street sweepers. Some Christians in Pakistan are born into indentured servitude and enslaved at one of the country's many brick kilns. That was the situation for Hamza, who inherited his parents' debt to a brick kiln owner. After Hamza took a Muslim co-worker to church with him, his employer began beating and harassing him, and the treatment continued even after Hamza was sold to another employer. Last year, Hamza received the funds necessary to pay his debts to the kiln owners and was freed from indentured servitude. He and his family can now support themselves through a rickshaw taxi and transport business. Again, VOM helping this man to clear his debt. Christians in Pakistan live under continual pressure, enduring frequent threats and the ever-present possibility of attack. A few months ago, a church leader was killed when he and another leader were ambushed while leaving worship services at the All Saints Church in Peshawar. The second church leader was also shot but survived his wound. Peshawar is the same city where in 2013 suicide bombers detonated their explosives at a church service, killing more than 120 people and injuring 250 others. 34 Christian children who were affected by the bombing are receiving continued support. Some lost parents or other family members while others were injured. Throughout Pakistan, frontline workers serve tirelessly to equip, encourage, and educate Christian youth. You see on this page a picture of some of those youth. Bold Christians travel long distances to proclaim the gospel and distribute God's word to radicalized Muslims, some of whom are members of extremist groups like the Taliban. Though street evangelism is legal under Pakistani law, evangelists take great risks to witness to Muslims, baptize converts, and welcome them into their churches. Christian workers, like the ones you see pictured here, who distribute Bibles and other Christian literature in this dangerous environment, attend training and fellowship gatherings for encouragement. A frontline worker recently requested prayer for a former Muslim named Shakil, who placed his faith in Christ and received baptism after studying the Bible with him. The worker had given Shakil an Urdu Bible, which he was able to read with the assistance of his teenage son. And because of Pakistan's blasphemy laws, Christians are sometimes falsely charged with blaspheming Islam, the Quran, or Muhammad. Convictions can result in harsh prison sentences and even the death penalty. When a Muslim co-worker asked two sisters, Mewish and Sarish, about their Christian faith, other co-workers at the factory reported the sisters for evangelism. Their boss then sent them to another factory, where they were confronted by a Muslim religious leader who tried to force them to convert to Islam. The two sisters were beaten when they refused to renounce Christ, but after overpowering their guard, they were able to leave the factory. Today, the women remain in the country as faithful witnesses to Christ while studying for new careers. While Islamist groups oppose the Bible, printing and distributing Bibles is legal in Pakistan. Still, those living in rural, tribal, and mountainous areas have little access to God's Word. Frontline workers are therefore distributing Urdu study Bibles, audio Bibles, and New Testaments in the Urdu, Pashto, and Sindhi languages. In addition, the workers bring children's Bibles, Sunday school curricula, and booklets about the life of Christ for children. Christians in Pakistan lead difficult lives, whether they were born into Christian families or converted from another religion. At the very least, they are marginalized and oppressed in the dominant Muslim culture, and at worst, they may be beaten, kidnapped, or killed. Nonetheless, many refuse to abandon their faith, and some faithfully and courageously proclaim the gospel to their persecutors under difficult and dangerous circumstances. And that was the 2022 photo issue of the VOM newsletter entitled Following Christ in Pakistan. Now you know the story. Now you know even better how to pray for your brothers and sisters in Pakistan. If you'd like to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, just contact the folks at Voice of the Martyrs, that's thevoice@vom.org, and ask to be put on the mailing list so that you can receive free your own copy of the VOM newsletter and magazine. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.